Boo, I'm jealous. I want to be you.
Hello.
Hello. I want to be a cat.
Me too. I just want to crawl in a ball.
Me too. I want to be a cat that lives in a house that people love them so much and cuddle and don't let them outside.
So I just basically want to be Boo.
And Frankie?
Either one.
I want to be every one of my cats.
I want to be any of the
above. If I could pick a cat, one of my cats to be...
I'd pick Theo if I had to pick out of your cats because he is gorgeous. Like, he's so friendly. Everyone loves him. He's just so sweet and he's beautiful and awesome. Actually, or Leo. Oh, I love them all.
I would pick Leo, I think, to be, because he's so sweet and he's just so beautiful. His coloring.
Is this us subconsciously saying our favorite one?
Oh, I don't have a favorite cat. I love Mika. I think Mika's like a cool cat. Okay. And then there's Asher. Asher's a Virgo cat.
He is such a Virgo.
He's such a Virgo. And then I've got...
What is this?
I've got a million cats. I don't know. But like if I could pick one, I don't know who I'd pick. I would want to take a little bit of each of them.
I want to be all of them at once.
Theo's a good idea though.
Theo's good.
But Leo is a munchkin.
He is.
Oh, I think I'd be Lulu.
Ashy.
I call her
Frankie's
Lulu.
Frankie's causing havoc in the back. I can't even.
Or maybe I just want to be Boo. Come back a badass cat.
Boo is a badass.
I know.
Anyway, welcome back to Emergency Call.
Welcome I'm Amanda. Back. I'm Michelle.
And today we...
are talking about cats.
We are just talking about cats. So today is all about cats.
I just want to be a cat.
My cats have been acting so weird all the past, like, 20 minutes. I don't know what's going on, but they're, like, making a mess, and they're just, like...
They spilled a bunch of water on the floor, and Boo's just, like, scooping it up with her paw. Look at her. She's scooping it up with her paw, and she's, like she's never seen water
no,
before.
No, I'm so... They honestly have never spilled it, so I think that they're really shaken up. They spill like a
your
lot.
Cats like my cats go over and they like scoop water, they like no. clean themselves.
My girls are very like they're posh, they're like humans.
It's because I have a bunch of boys and one girl.
Yeah, that's why, because you have all the boys. I have like little girls that are I don't know.
No, but Boo's a little badass. Boo's like a tomboy.
No, I feel like Boo's like
no
Boo loves watching me get ready. She stares at me while I do my makeup.
Wait.
She lays in my clothes. Boo is a girly little girl.
My girl cat, her name's Ashy, but I call her Lulu. She's a Lucy. But it's my brother's cat. My brother had named her Ash. So she's Lucy. I had an Aunt Lucy, and she just reminds me of her. She's, like, so cute and loving, but, like, could be a badass, too. So it was, like, a mixture. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
all cats could be a badass.
She's
honestly.
Lulu to me, but she was sitting on the toilet watching me do my makeup the other day, and it reminded me of you when you were little, and I was like, oh, Amanda's back.
I am a cat. You're honestly
so cute.
I feel like me and cats have a lot of like. Anyway, this isn't fully about cats.
No,
we're
guys,
going
sorry.
On a tangent. We are such sorry. Cat ladies. It's like actually embarrassing. I was telling my mom what I was talking about. Oh, I think because okay, so we have a cat, Theo, which is, like, my family's cat, but I really wanted Theo to be mine. But I was saying to my mom, like, honestly, like, three cats before I get a boyfriend that's kind of, like, certified cat lady, like, I think that I need to max out at two until I at least have a bigger apartment or a house or, like, a man. Like, I can't certify become a
wait,
cat
wait, what
lady.
The hell's the difference if you have three cats and don't have a boyfriend? I'm confused.
Because then I'm going to be like a certified cat lady.
So what the hell am I?
Well, you're married. So it's like different.
We
like
have
if I'm single with like so many cats, it's like certified cat lady forever alone dying with my cats.
You're not going to do that, but
I kind of feel like I might.
I think I need to move and live on a farm because
same.
Now oh there's God. Another cat that lives outside that I've been feeding. And there's a kitten that comes, and I'm like, ugh.
I would do absolutely anything to, like, fall into a bunch of money and be able to just, like, buy a farm and a million animals and, like, fall off the face of the universe and just, like,
me
live
too.
On my farm with my animals and, like, brush them
That'd
and
be
take
so
care
much fun.
Of them. And I honestly would never post on social media. Actually, no. I feel like posting my farm. I'd become a farmer YouTuber. I'd post.
But then you have to be vegan. Because yeah. You can't have a bunch of animals and not and be eating meat. That's nasty.
I'll become vegetarian.
Like, I would want a pig, but I'll never be able to eat bacon again. Because I love pigs. But I really love bacon.
This, I don't know. You're getting ahead of yourself.
Oh. I'm just thinking if you move to, like, I would love that. But, like, if I had a bunch of animals, like, I would...
Yeah. I just feel like that would be so peaceful. Like, a bunch of land with a bunch of... Oh, my God. That sounds like actually heaven. I think that might be what heaven is.
Maybe.
I don't know. At least mine. I always am so self-conscious, guys, because I feel like sometimes our audio doesn't sound amazing and I'm not, like, quite sure.
I'm trying to keep the mic close to me.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like we kind of are still, like, getting in the swing of things when it comes to recording the audio. And I don't know. Like... It seems like it sounds good, and then I'll listen back and be like, fuck, like, that's not that good. So,
all right, but they gotta give us a minute.
Yeah, also, last week, we missed our upload. Should we talk about that?
Yeah, I mean...
What?
It happens.
Yeah, well, we actually, like, recorded an entire episode, and I feel like it just sucked. Like, I don't know. It didn't suck. It wasn't terrible, but it felt very, like... forced, and like we were just like, I don't know, like it didn't feel like a natural like conversation. There's a chunk of cat hair on my foot.
I just feel like I think what people need to understand is like, even though we just started, we're still trying to get used to it. We're trying to get used to this, and then it's like we all have bad days or bad weeks. Like, give us a break. Like, people don't know what really goes on in our lives, that things may be not the best in a week. And I mean, it is what it is.
I don't know. I just really wasn't happy with it. I feel like I have been like so hard on myself in general lately. At times like that, I like really, really, really criticize like every single thing I do. And I'm like hyper aware of like every way I act, everything I say, everything I do. And I just like hate everything that I do. I don't know. It just is like hard to post on the internet when like you feel like that. So yeah, I just really was not happy with it. And I didn't want it out there. It just felt like so unnatural. Like it wasn't like a flow. Like the conversation just wasn't flowing. It felt like we were saying these things just because we were like, I don't know. It wasn't good.
It was too like by the book.
Maybe. Yeah, like we were like, hey, this is what we did, and this is this, and this, and next is the topic, and this is whatever. I don't know. It was just like a long day, and I didn't like it. But okay. Yeah. Anyway, so that's why we missed last week. I just don't want to put anything out that I don't like or that I wouldn't listen to, and I would have clicked off of it.
Right.
So I don't know. We're still learning and all of that. So that's that.
But we did talk about. Which I need to talk about again because it's been making like the last 2 weeks like the best. Every time I go on TikTok and I see a Taylor Swift clip, I can't speak, a clip of Taylor Swift's concert.
Yeah.
Which started in Arizona, right?
Yeah, it started in Arizona. I'm so fucking excited.
Guys, I'm so excited to just, I've been playing the playlist that you sent me. Which some songs I need to like re-listen to because I feel like every time she puts a new album out, I just tend not to listen to the older songs.
Really?
Like older, like the Lover album, like certain ones. I haven't listened to those albums in forever.
I feel like I never was a huge like Lover fan. I don't know. Like I love it. Now I've been listening to it a lot.
Oh, yeah.
But when it first came out, I don't think I really like listened to it that much because there's a few songs that I don't know. But we are big Swifties. I'm actually surprised that I don't know those songs. Like, every other song by Taylor Swift, I literally know, like, front, start to end. Like, we are the biggest Swifties ever. So this is exciting news.
You don't think it's because it's been so long since those albums have been... And you were young.
No, Lover's newer.
What?
Yeah.
I'm a little... You know what? I don't know. I gotta look back at that playlist.
Lover's not that old.
What was her first album that was out? Do you know?
Fear... Speak Now? Wait, guys. Now I'm gonna not sound like a real Swiftie, but I promise I am.
Wait, listen, we love her. I love her music, and I cannot wait just to be there screaming her songs. And every time I see a clip on TikTok, I get super jealous.
Okay, yeah. Her first one was Fearless. I was right. And then Speak Now.
Right.
Red, 1989. Reputation, Lover, and then Folklore.
Wait, then I don't know many songs from Lover either.
Yeah, that was 2019.
Maybe I didn't really love.
I don't think I loved it at the time because I think that I just went through a breakup and I was like pissed off and it was about love and I was just like, I'm not listening to this shit. But I think it's actually really good. I've started listening to it recently.
I feel like she hasn't made anything that sucked. Unless you really hate Taylor Swift, which I know there's people out there that just don't like
and
her.
And I will fight those people but until my death. So.
We love her.
We both have been to like all of her tours. I used to dress up as a little girl and wait outside hours before hoping she would come out and meet me, and she never met me. But I literally like love her so much. I'm so excited for this.
Me too.
Show. I think it's gonna be so good. I found an album on Spotify or a playlist with the set list, and I've been listening to it, and it's so good. I'm so fucking excited.
There goes my water. Boo.
Boo. She didn't even drink it.
I'm excited, and I know we talked about it last time, and. We need to talk about it.
Yes, because last week the tour started.
I'm a huge fan and I'm so excited. It's going to be a great night. We have a crazy May.
Yeah, we're going in May. But our May is actually jam-packed.
Crazy.
We start May with... Who's FaceTiming me? Why is our family group chat FaceTiming us?
I don't know.
They better leave us alone. No, our May starts with Olivia's bridal shower. Mm-hmm. And then we go to Paris.
We have Olivia's bridal shower that Sunday, and we fly to Paris the following Friday.
And then we have Taylor Swift.
And then we come back and we have Taylor Swift.
So it's going to be a very busy month, but a very fun, awesome month. And I'm really excited. I've been needing a trip more than I need air. So I'm really excited to go back to Paris. And we're going to try to do like day trips to other places and stuff. But yeah.
Stay tuned.
It's going to be awesome. We'll figure it out. I feel like seasonal depression has been hitting. I think that's the...
It hasn't even been a bad winter either.
I know, but I just think that in general, it's just like, it happens because everything's so much slower in the winter and like, I'm not in the sun and I just get so depressed and terrible, so.
That's why I'm thinking like, it's important to take like next year, like... After Christmas, take like a January. Like if
I took one.
Oh, you went away in January.
I did. I don't think anything will ever.
So maybe fix like take it. A one January, one mini February, mini March.
Just a trip, a go on vacation every.
No,
single
but like
month.
You could go to Arizona and visit Avery. Like you could take little. Yeah. It doesn't have to be like these big, huge trips where you're spending thousands of dollars.
What the heck? This guy just DM'd me. What the hell? Anyway. I went on a date this week.
What? I want to know what the DM was.
No. I don't even fucking know. I went on a date this week.
Okay, tell. Boy.
First date. It was actually funny. So last week I canceled on him.
Right.
This week I saw it through and I went on the date and it was good. It was like, I feel like a generic first date. We got drinks. We talked. It was good. It was like... Nothing, I don't know. Like, I feel like nothing crazy to say, nothing.
He was a nice guy.
Bad to say. Yeah, he was nice. I would go out with him again. But I did come to a realization that I hate drinking on dates. I had this whole epiphany.
Right.
The day after. Because I wasn't, like, drunk on the date, but I definitely was tipsy. And I feel like that alters everything. Mm-hmm. Because I could legit talk to a speck of dust. When I'm tipsy. Like, I could hold a conversation with a speck of dust.
Oh, can you now?
Yes. Well, if I'm tipsy, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially a boy. Like, I don't know. Like, it's hard for me to tell, like, did we really, like, did we have chemistry? Or, like, were we just tipsy? You know what
so
I mean?
So, maybe the next day you shouldn't have any alcohol.
No, that's what I'm thinking.
Why don't you go to breakfast?
No, that's a little aggressive. Like, maybe a museum or something. Like, or, like, bowling. Like
bowling?
Yeah, that's fun, date. Yeah, I've been fun. On bowling dates. They're fun. But, yeah, I don't know. I feel like it alters, like, your perception of it. Because I was thinking about, like times that I had hung out with guys or, like, gone on, like, little dates before I turned 21. And, like,
right.
Or just dates in general where, like, we didn't drink. I was able to tell if I, like, connected with them or liked them so much easier than, like, these dates that I've been on where I'm, like, drinking.
Well, alcohol enhances everything.
Alcohol sucks. I'm, like, so anti-alcohol lately because it's just been, like, I don't know. I've just been hating it. Like, it just makes me feel terrible about myself.
Okay, so then don't drink.
Yeah, it, like, literally wrecks my mental health. It's so crazy. Like, I'll drink. I could have two drinks, not even be that drunk, and my mental health spirals down the next few days. Like,
isn't it a depressant, though?
Yeah, exactly. And it just wrecks me, and it makes me just hate everything, so...
Okay, so second date, no alcohol.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to hear about it.
Yeah. I was telling him about this podcast. I hope he doesn't listen.
Well, no, maybe he'll get a good idea for a second sober date. Maybe. I think it's good for you. I don't think it's good for you to go on dates. I think unless you're, like, really good friends with the person and you already know them.
Yeah.
But, like, if for a first official date, like, okay, maybe one glass of wine, but, like, If you're out to dinner or whatever. Yeah.
But we, like, weren't even eating, like, you know. I don't know. It was good, though. Like, he was very nice. He tried to get me to go home with him. I said no.
Good girl.
And then he called my Uber home. He did not check to see if I got home safe. It's all right. He texted me the day after.
All right. You also had a boyfriend that literally, nothing bothers me more than when you drop someone off at home and they do not wait for you to walk in the house.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
That should just be mandatory. If you bring someone home, make sure they get in fucking safe.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't give a shit where it is, whatever. If you think, oh, they're fine, it's just their house. Make sure they get home.
No,
inside safe. Every time Amanda, like, hung out with someone or dated someone, we have a camera on our door, and I would literally wait and be like, he did not wait.
Yeah, but then also sometimes they would wait, and she'd be like, ooh, he waited, and then he would turn out to be the biggest scumbag ever.
Okay,
so
he could be an asshole, but at least wait till somebody gets in the fucking house.
Yeah, well, this man did not give a fuck if I made it home safe. He did have my location with the Uber thing, but I don't know. So, I don't know, but he is nice. So, we'll see.
All right. So, go on another one. See how it goes. Whatever.
Yeah. Nothing's that deep. I'm very much the type of person that, like, I'm not... I don't know. I feel like a lot of people, like, date and they're like, oh, my God, is he the one? Like, oh, am I in love with him? Like, one of my cousins asked me one time. She's like, do you think that he's the one? Like, about a guy I just met. And I was like, God, I fucking hope not. Like, I am so, like, not like that. Like, I am scared of that. I need to, like, get to know someone for a long time.
You cannot think that every time you go on a date with someone that he's the one. No, like, that's so weird.
I don't even think I want to meet the one yet. Like, I don't, that's terrifying.
Okay, but you also can't help it, right?
Yeah, no, if it happens, like, sure. But, like, I think that maybe I don't, like, fully, like... If I don't like a guy that much, like, I don't want him to be the one, so I'm like, okay.
But also, you don't know based off a first date.
No, I know. But, like, first impressions say a lot, I think.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Dating is so fucking weird. I hate it. I really don't like it. I feel like getting to know people, it's just, like, so annoying. So, I don't know. It's just, like, you can only, like, say your fucking favorite color so many damn times.
People actually ask your favorite color?
I actually don't think we talked about that. But, you know, it's just something people say.
I'd be like, what's your favorite color? What's your favorite number? What's your sign? When's the bird date?
See, I feel like I have this, like, bad thing where I go, like, so deep, like, really quick. But I don't know why. I think it's the alcohol.
What the hell do you ask?
We were talking about how his, like, grandmother, like, fell and hurt her shoulder and had to get surgery and, like... He was like, I don't think I've told anyone about this yet, actually. And I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. Like, I don't know why. I feel like...
I think you're easy to talk to.
It always gets so deep. Like, anytime I'm on a date, it gets so fucking deep. And I don't even mean for it. Like, I like having deep conversations and I hate, like, surface level things. But then, like, afterwards... I kind of, like, want to kick myself in the ass because I'm like, why did I do that? Like, why did I tell them about, like, shit?
What the hell were you telling him?
I don't know. Like, we were talking about, like, death and stuff.
Oh, for the love of God.
Well, because he said that he's gotten, like, really lucky and hasn't had, like, many deaths in his life. Oh. And I was like, oh, boy, well, I have gotten unlucky things. And then he was like, oh. Like,
and you spiraled and started telling him about
I didn't go so into it, but he, like, asked, like, who. Hmm. And then I, like, listed for it. I was like, yeah.
What was he thinking?
I don't know.
He was probably like, what the hell?
Well, I mean, he brought it up. He did bring it up. But, like, somehow, some way, it always gets so deep when I'm on dates. I don't know.
Why is that? That's weird.
I don't know. It's not, like, too deep. It definitely stayed, like, light. But I don't know, it, like, randomly got deep. I think it was towards the end when both of us were a little bit tipsy. So
can we talk? Can we talk about this? Because he's got no social media, this guy.
Yeah, he has zero social media. He has never had an Instagram account in his entire life. He does not have TikTok. He has nothing. Granted, he is a bit older than me. Not, like, super old. He is in his 20s, but later 20s. And, yeah, he just has no social media. And he said that it's because Instagram became a thing when he was in high school. And he isn't good at taking photos, so he never got an Instagram. I don't know. It's such a...
Wait, I have a question. So, is he on dating sites? Like, how does he meet people? Because clearly he met you at a bar because of your aunt. But, like... I mean, it could be a good thing because he's not on social media, so he doesn't have, like, a million girls sliding into his DMs either.
I mean, not that, like, not, like, an average guy that has, like, 800 followers from my hometown also doesn't have a million girls sliding in their DMs.
I know,
like,
but you don't go after regular.
Yes, I do. I've talked to a bunch of guys from home. Oh. Not a bunch, but, like.
But recently. Like, the guys
that you. Yes, I have. What are you talking about? The last guy I went on a date with wasn't. A social media boy. I've stopped with social media boys since LA because they traumatized me. What are you talking
about? Right. I don't know. I think you could, anyway. I think you could go either way. But anyway, so he has no social media.
Could you imagine he, like, low-key does have social media, has a whole entire family, wife, children, dogs, cats?
Oh my God, he totally doesn't.
I know.
But, like, okay, so he has no social media. So how would that affect you, though, if you dated somebody that has, like, no social media?
I don't give a fuck. As long as they, like, understand and, like, get it, like, okay, I don't care.
Wouldn't you think it's a little bit more healthy for you not to have somebody?
What does it matter?
Because I feel like sometimes you need a break, like a big break.
Him not scrolling on Instagram isn't going to give me a break, though, I feel like. I don't know.
But if you're hanging out with him and he's not going to be on his phone a lot.
I don't know. I feel like it might be a good thing, but I also think that I like having somebody that kind of gets it a little bit more. Like, I don't know. I'm kind of, like, back and forth with it. Like, I think that, like, that might be, like, great that he doesn't have it at all. But then I'm also, like, that's my entire life. I kind of want my boyfriend to be able to take an Instagram picture of me. He's, like, you know?
I get it. Okay.
Like, an Instagram boyfriend. Like, you know how, like, girls have, like... Like, I need him to at least get it a little bit, or maybe, no, I don't know.
I understand. So it's different, but okay.
Yeah, we'll see.
Whatever, it was just one date. Let's relax. Yeah, no.
I'm relaxed.
I was bringing it up because you were saying earlier that sometimes social media can make you spiral.
Well, yeah, but a boy having social media has nothing to do with that. It's, like, all internal. Like, I feel like, I don't know, I have, like, a love-hate with social media, obviously. Like, I do it for a living, and I'm so grateful for it, and I do, like, love doing it, but then there's, like, other times where I literally want to, like, delete everything and, like, just have nobody know anything about me because I don't even want to, like, see myself or, like, hear myself speak or watch a video of myself or, like, post a picture of myself. Like, sometimes I just literally, like, hate that. Like, I hate myself, I guess, in that moment, and I don't know, like, creating content when you, like, aren't happy with yourself is, like, hard. I don't know where I'm going with this. I guess
I feel like I'm sure everybody feels that way, that the social media, they have bad days.
It's just, like, a lot. Like, I don't know, I feel like having a bunch of people's judgment of, like, your character and, like, who you are, it can get, like, it obviously affects you. Like, I can say all day, like, a comment won't affect me or it won't make me upset, but at the end of the day, like, I'm a human and I struggle a lot mentally. What people say, like, is going to affect me. Like, it hurts. So I feel like when I am struggling, I just want to hide away and not, like, create anything because I'm just not in a good place. But then it's really frustrating because I will hide away and I won't post. I've never gone more than a week, though. Like, if I do take a mini break, like, it's like, oh, like, instead of Tuesday, I'll upload my video on Wednesday. Like, it's never, because I'll beat myself up more if I, like, go MIA. Like, so I never actually do. It's more so, like, an internal thing. But let's say I do miss an upload, people will, like, come at me and tell me that I'm, like, lazy or that I don't care, or that, like, I... whatever, they'll just, like, attack me and be like, oh, like, doing social media is so easy, like, you act like you have, like, a hard, I don't know, like, people just try to, like, create this, like, narrative, I guess, and, like, it's just not the case, because, like, in reality, the reason that I didn't upload a video was because I literally, like, was struggling and, like, not doing well mentally. And, like, I obviously know that I'm so, so, so grateful, like, that I do have right. that. Like, that's amazing that I could decide, like, okay, like, I'm not doing well. I'm not going to work today. Like, I know that that's, like, a privilege. Right. But it doesn't take away from the fact that, like, I do feel that way. I don't know.
Right.
It's a very confusing, but...
But also, at the same time, you can't... Like, these people are hiding behind a computer screen, just bullying and saying mean things. And they have no idea what goes on. Like, you shouldn't judge somebody or write something or say something that you don't know. Like, walk a mile in my shoes and then tell me. Or do you know what's going on in someone's home or in someone's head? Like, you truly don't know what goes on in people's lives. Like, you could say, and I used to say this to you guys when you were younger, you could say one wrong thing. Somebody could write one wrong thing and that could be the last thing that somebody reads before they do something horrible to themselves. Like, think about something. Think about that before you fucking write something on the internet.
Yeah.
It's rude. It's disgusting. I
think that sometimes people just think that it, like, really, truly doesn't affect you or, like, you won't see it. People just don't think it's that deep. Or they think people that do social media just have it, like, so easy, which is very, very true. Like, I know that it's a privilege, but at the same time, like, you literally are putting, like, your mental health on the line because you have so many, like, opinions of you and you have to, like, analyze yourself way more than the average person. And I feel like my brain never fully is off. Like, at the end of the day, if I had a real, like, 9-to-5 job in an office, like, I come home, I'm not thinking about work.
That's not true. For the
most part. What?
Because if I have a bad day at work or something bad happens at work, I could literally turn the computer off, go lay down, and overthink a bunch of shit.
Yes, that's true. But, like, for the most part, I feel like it's easier to, like, shut your brain off about work when it is, like,
well, because you're constantly going to read comments.
Yeah, like, I'm constantly thinking, like, okay, what can I do next? What's this? Like, how can I create this, like, aspect of my life? Like, oh, like, what am I going to do tomorrow? Like, how could I turn, like, this day into, like, content? Like, it's just, like, always, like, something. Or, like, I'm overanalyzing myself.
Right.
And, like, oh, like, does this look good? Oh, what outfit could I wear next? Is that going to look good? Like, does my hair look good enough? Does my face look good enough? Like, am I skinny enough? Like, anything. Like, it's so, like, draining. And I'm not always like that, but it definitely happens, like, sometimes. Like, it's like an up and down thing. But when it is happening, like, I literally don't want to post anything. But then, like, people get, like, angry at you for that, for, like, not posting. So it's, like, just so confusing.
But they can't. They need to start and think before they fucking write and come at people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. Like, it's just terrible.
Yeah, but I don't know. Social media is just so confusing. Like, I feel like that also goes for people that don't do social media. Right. Like, you just see all of these people online and it looks like they have it all together and they've, like, figured everything out. Right. But, like, the truth is that, like, everybody struggles.
Of
like,
course.
Everyone struggles. Everybody deals with their own shit and their own battles and whatever. And you just never know what people, like, are truly going through. Even if their Instagram looks like they are so happy and they're, like, living their best life, like, that's just never the case. Like, everybody struggles.
Well, people are only going to put their best stuff out there.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to post that, like, I haven't left my bed. I mean, on YouTube, it's different. Like, I'm open on YouTube, but, like, on Instagram, I'm not going to, like, post me, like, when I haven't showered in 3 days and, like, haven't brushed my teeth and can't fucking get out of bed. Like, I'm not gonna post that on Instagram.
But that's what people need to think about before they fucking attack on social media. Like, I don't care how big of a celebrity somebody is, think about what you're writing before you attack them.
That makes me think a lot about, like, the Hailey Bieber and Selena Gomez drama.
Yeah, it's completely ridiculous.
It's just so crazy. Like, you could feel however you feel about both of them. I've been a fan of Selena forever. Like, I've always looked up to her. I love her. But that doesn't mean that, like, you should attack Hailey. It's just so crazy. Like, at the end of the day, like, no matter what she's done, no matter what you disagree with that she's done, like, she's still a person. And she's seeing that shit. Like, imagine getting on fucking TikTok and every single thing on your For You page is attacking you.
No, because you don't know, God forbid she harmed herself or whatever. Like, you don't know what this girl's going through. She's reading this shit and it's messing with her head. And regardless of what people think she may have said or done to Selena or whatever, vice versa, I don't know. I don't know the whole thing. Yeah, but I just think
she's gotta be so strong.
Enough already. Grow up. These people that are attacking her, grow the fuck up.
It's just so stupid. Like, people, like, come in my lives and be like, Team Haley or Team Selena. I don't care. Like,
just stop.
I don't care. They're people. I'm sure that Selena doesn't want to be dragged into drama with her ex-boyfriend that broke her heart and his wife. Like, I am sure Selena doesn't want this. So, like, just drop it. Like, they are human. Imagine getting haunted by your ex-fucking relationship every day. Oh my God, I would go insane.
But we also shouldn't be putting people against each other.
Yeah, especially women.
Come on, we should be building each other up, not putting each other down enough.
Yeah, it's just so crazy.
And if you're truly, truly a fan of Selena's, like, love her in private. We don't need to attack.
Public too, but just don't attack people.
Yeah, that's fine. But we don't need to attack or bring somebody else down.
Yeah, but I think that's what Selena's trying to say. I think it's just, like, so crazy. But, yeah, no matter how big the celebrity is, like, they're still going to see that shit and it's still going to affect them. And it's just, like, everybody is human. Like, you just have to have sympathy and, like, empathy for people. Like, life is hard as it is. We've learned that from, like, COVID. Like, people go through shit. Shit's hard. And I just feel like people should just be there for each other.
Listen, you don't have to like everyone. No. And you don't have to agree with anyone. And you could see stuff on social media that you might want to comment or write. But think before you actually write it.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Because I think it's messed up. Like, how would you... Imagine every time I saw something and I was like, wow, this person's really stupid in my head, or whatever I thought in my head. Like, why would they post this? And I sat there and wrote them, like, a paragraph of what... Like, why?
No, I will say I've never left a mean comment on anybody's stuff. When I was in middle school, I started doing YouTube when I was 12, for people that don't know. So, when I was in middle school, I was friends with this girl, but I guess, like, we weren't really friends because of what she did. But, I gave her my YouTube password. I've changed it since, obviously, but we were doing, like, a collab or something, and she had the video on her computer, so she was like, oh, just give me your password, and then, like, I'll upload it for you. And I was like, okay. Like, she was my friend, and, like, I was young and naive, and I was like, yeah, sure, like, whatever. She ended up going onto my YouTube account and, like, commenting on this one girl that, like, she didn't like, and they were, like, family friends or something, but she didn't like her.
I have
and
no idea who you're talking about,
I don't know. The girl made YouTube videos, too, at the time, and she commented a bunch of hate from my account onto this girl's videos.
That's terrible.
And I had no idea. And literally, like, junior year of high school, I found this random girl's YouTube channel. I have no idea how I came across it, but I found it and found these comments.
Are you kidding?
And I put it together because I knew that she, like, hacked my channel because something else happened, like, back then that, like, I, like, got mad at her for because I, like, realized that she was, like, going into my account and, like, commenting back to people and stuff. And so I, like, confronted her about it, like, in middle school. But I found these comments and I knew that it was her because I knew she didn't like the girl. And I literally, like, DM'd this girl and junior year of high school.
And told her?
Years later. And I was just like, I am so sorry. I need you to know, like, I would never write that. Like, that was not me. Like, I literally was distraught.
Did this girl go to your school?
Yeah, she did. And she answered and, like, she, like, accepted my apology, whatever. I don't know. It was this whole thing. But I literally was, like, distraught at the fact that this girl maybe thought that I, like, left her hate comments. Aww. For years. She probably thought I was such a mean person, and it was not me. And, like, oh my God, I was torn up.
Never
about
give
it.
Out your password to anyone.
No, I was so dumb, but, like, oh my God, it literally tore me up because I felt
that's
so
terrible
bad. And these comments were nasty. I would never say anything.
Whoa,
like that.
I need to know this.
And I barely even knew the girl. Like, I would have never done, like, period, I would never do that. Right. But, like, oh my God. My cats
I'm
are
just
like,
gonna say Frankie's really pissed off. She's behind me trying to get a toy.
No, she's playing with my chapstick
underneath the heater.
Yeah,
she's talking to it now. She's pissed.
She's been so chatty lately. She's crazy.
You guys are going to hear, like, banging around. Yeah, that's so, the cat.
Yeah, that's Frankie. I don't know how to stop her. But, yeah. Anyway, be nice, guys.
Yeah, I mean, you just... What does it take? Just... And if you don't have anything nice to say, then do me a favor and get the fuck off your shit.
Yeah.
Because why? Why are you being a mean person?
Yeah. I know. And I feel like people also could, like, go back at me and be like, well, if you feel that way, then why do you do social media at all? And I do it because I genuinely do love it, and I love creating content. It doesn't mean
people have to be mean.
Yeah, I... Well, I'm not talking about that. I was saying, because I was... Before, I was saying, like, oh, like, I'll, like, overthink and want to crawl in a hole and whatever. I do love creating content. Like, I genuinely am passionate about it, but, like, you get burnt out in everything you do.
Of course.
You have moments where you hate it, and, like, if I'm not happy with myself, obviously, I'm going to, like, start being hard on myself when it comes to social media, and it is really, like, frustrating because I do love it. So it's, like, a hard balance, and I feel like I'm just, like, dealing with that and, like, trying to figure out a balance to not have it, like, so overwhelming sometimes. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm not always struggling. But I think that that also is why, like, last week I was so hard on myself in, like, the episode because I just was not doing well, period, as it was. I don't know. I feel like I've been struggling for the past, like, month or two, like, on and off. It comes in waves of, like, very intense feelings, like, very, I don't know, like, everything I feel is just so overwhelming. I think that's why I also hate dating. I have to let someone into that.
Gosh.
I got a lot of baggage.
I think you'll be okay. I think that you're not a lot of baggage. I think that you just overthink it and
I think that when I feel that way, I like being alone. I just feel like I like push people away and, like, it's hard for me to let people in because I know that when I, like, am struggling, I don't want to be around anybody, and it would be hard.
Makes sense.
So that's literally why I ended things with the last guy that I talked to in LA. I was like, listen, I struggle and I need to be alone and figure my shit out.
Which is so sad, though, because...
Yeah, I've definitely ruined a lot of good things because of that, I think. But whatever. They were meant to be ruined.
I mean, they just weren't meant to be. I don't think that you necessarily ruined anything. I think that deep down you probably knew it wasn't going to be anything more than what it was or what anything is. And I think that's also really important for people to know. Like, you could go on a date, but that doesn't mean you're going to fall in love with every freaking person you go on a date with.
Well, no, definitely not.
Like, go on the date, see, you never know.
Yeah.
You're being in your 20s is difficult to begin with, especially early 20s, because you're still trying to figure things out.
I think that's, like, the whole, like, thing about it. Like, I feel like your 20s, it's just, like, a lot of pressure, a lot of figuring things out, a lot of learning about yourself. It's, like, a lot of different things at once. It's so confusing. It's a very confusing time. And then throwing dating into it, it's like, oh my god. I used to really think I was going to get, like, married at 24, but now I'm thinking, like, more towards 30.
I think that, like, people put, like, a timeline on things, and it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
I think whatever's meant to be in your life is going to happen regardless. Yeah. And I also think, going back to the whole social media thing, that if you're not feeling yourself and you're not having a good day, or you make a video or whatever, you do something you don't like, don't put anything out there that's not going to make you happy.
Yeah. I've definitely scrapped a lot of videos because they just trigger my anxiety.
Yeah. Like, and if you're having a bad day or a bad week, there's nothing wrong with taking off, because your mental health and you are more important than anything.
Yeah. The amount of videos that I have, like, started filming and just, like, had an anxiety attack and just, like, never completed it. So fucking many.
Okay, because you recognized that you weren't in a good space and you couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't good. So you backed away. Sometimes everybody needs a break.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you shouldn't sacrifice your mental health just to do work.
Yeah.
It's true.
I feel like I need a hobby or something. When I was going to therapy for the couple sessions before I ghosted her. I'm so dumb. I need to go back to therapy. But she said to me that, like, getting a hobby would be good, because she was like, what do you do? Like, I was telling her about, like, what I do for work and stuff, and she was like, so all of your hobbies, like, you turned into work,
right?
So, like, you need to do something that, like, you genuinely love doing just for you, and don't turn it into work, just do it because you love it.
Is there anything that you would do or that you would...
I mean, like, I'm so interested in so many different things, but, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like anything that's, like, artistic, like, I love, like, I like to, like, draw and stuff, but I don't know. Like, I'm not that good at it, but I could get good at it, I guess.
Take a painting class.
Yeah, that would be fun, painting class.
You know what you should do? Pottery. You should do pottery.
Yeah, pottery would be really fun. My nails would probably not be good for that.
But, like, you can make, like, little bowls, like, clay.
Yeah,
like
I think that would be really fun for me. I like just, like, anything that's, like, artistic. And I feel like that's good because, like, you have to use your hands. So you're not, like, on your phone. I feel like getting things or being able to do things that don't have to do with your phone is good.
There has to be classes around here.
Yeah. I like writing. I wish so bad I could, like, sing, but I can't. I also have been, like, low-key interested in, like, acting, but that's not a hobby. That would be work.
Right. She's saying you could do that, but she's saying, like, find something that could just, take you
just,
away.
Yeah, just to, like, do it because you enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. So. I'm going to find a pottery class for you around here and make you go.
Yeah. See, my other, like, toxic trait is, like, I feel like doing things like that, I'm like, okay, I'm, like, wasting my time.
But you're not.
I know. Because I don't know, like, I'll, like, think about that, and I'm like, okay, but I could be doing something, like, beneficial with that time. But I know that's such a bad way of thinking, and I know it's not true, because that's, like, beneficial towards, like, my mental health.
Yeah, that's terrible.
But I do think that way, so it's really bad. I need to stop. But I don't know.
I'm gonna list a bunch of things for you to do. You need a hobby.
Oh, my God, guys, we saw Aladdin today. On Broadway.
It was awesome. So good.
It was really good. I had a crush on him, but he's married.
He was so talented, though. His voice was phenomenal. The genie, though.
Yeah, we loved the genie. He was so good.
He winked at me.
No, he winked at me.
Yeah.
The genie. He was awesome. No, they all were so talented. Aladdin was a beautiful man. Killed it. He was so fucking
I think they
good.
All were incredible, that entire cast.
Yeah. Jasmine was amazing. I think that I just, like, have a crush on Aladdin, period. Like, he's my favorite prince.
Is
so,
he really?
Yes. The whole play was amazing. I haven't been to a Broadway show in so long. Like, probably since I was in high school, and we used to go all
Was Wicked the last one
I think Wicked. Saw? I think it was. I'm pretty sure. And we used to go all the time to Broadway plays. Like,
that might have been my last one, too.
Because then, like, COVID happened. So, Broadway wasn't happening. And then, I don't know, we just, like, hadn't gone in a bit.
I know. I want to go see another one now.
Yeah, now I'm on, like, a kick.
It was so good. So it really was. The costumes, just everything was just so beautiful.
Yeah. The other day, we also saw I can call him my cousin, but my mom's best friend, my Aunt Alana, her son, Jake, was in Greece for his high school play at
my
old high
school. He did so good.
He did so good. So I went to see him. And
he was the lead. He was Danny Zuko. Yeah,
he was Danny Zuko. And he did so good. And today when we sat down at Aladdin, I was like, Jake is going to be on Broadway one day. And I'm so excited because he's so talented. Like, I just know it. Like, that kid is, like, going places. And he's so passionate about it.
I know. I can't wait.
And confident. And, like, he's just...
I know. I was watching, like, even, like, him and then, like, his castmates or whatever on stage thinking, yeah, I could never.
I wish that I could.
Like, I wish I could, but I could never.
I really, like, wish I could. I just can't sing. I just wish that I had that confidence at that age because I really didn't.
I can't sing nor dance.
Yeah.
So it's like watching them, I was like, and the confidence.
I know. It really is all about confidence because when I was that age, like, I tried out for the High School Musical play when I was in, like, 8th grade, and I was so shy, I froze up at my audition and, like, forgot the lyrics to the song. I was, like, I fucked up so bad, like, I was terrible, and then I ended up, like, quitting because I just, like, I don't know, I was just so insecure at that age. Like, I wish that I had that confidence.
You have to have confidence.
Yeah, it's literally everything, and I just didn't then. But it's so, like, nice to watch and, like,
But he could sing, he could dance, he could act, you could see it, and it's, like, he's meant to be on stage.
He's very, very, very good. It's just so fun to watch. I loved it. So, that was awesome.
So, Jake, if you're listening, we can't wait to see you on Broadway.
No, it's literally happening.
It's gonna be so exciting.
Manifesting it. Like, it's gonna be unreal. I'm so excited.
He likes to manifest, too.
Yeah, and I'm gonna be front row, right there. So good. I love Broadway. But yeah, so we saw two shows this weekend.
We did. We saw two shows.
You saw three because she went to Greece twice.
I went to see him twice, and then Aladdin.
Yeah,
it was fun. So good. And then we went to eat after. It was great.
To Carmine's, and we have leftovers that are calling my name because I'm like wanting my stuffed artichokes again. Oh my god!
Jeez, Frankie.
My mom also tried setting me up with the bartender at the restaurant. No, I didn't. Yeah, she did.
Guys, I had two drinks and Amanda attacked me for being friendly.
Okay. No. Oh my god, I'm going to literally fight you.
It's true.
No, we sat. I didn't attack you, okay? We sat down and, like, in the beginning, right when we got there, like, not talking to anybody that's sitting around us. And then my mom, like, finishes her first drink and, like, she's lightweight.
No, that's not what happened.
Yes.
I wasn't finished with my first drink.
Yeah, you were. You were on your second.
No, when that couple needed a seat.
Yeah, no, we moved on for them.
And then they start talking to us.
Yeah, but then she, like, finishes her first drink and then, like, starts talking to more people around us. And you're not friendly like that, like, unless you've had a little bit to drink.
All I said was,
are you drunk because you're being really friendly right now? That's all I said.
First of all, when I'm sitting at a bar eating and I've had a couple of drinks, the people around me were so nice. Even the bartender said, he goes, it's very unusual that I have three sets of different families in front of me and they're all nice.
Yeah, no, the people around us were so nice. I just was asking, like, jokingly. I was like, are you drunk because you're being very more friendly than normal right now, which you just admitted to. Once I've had a few drinks, I'm friendly.
Yeah.
Yes. But then
Even sober, I would have talked to the people.
Okay, no, they were very nice. But then she starts looking around at everyone and was like, my daughter said I'm being too friendly to the people we were being friendly to. That is, like, what you don't do. Like, you don't tell the people that
he
I
was
said that.
Fine. But he was laughing.
No, I know, but it was just like, you know, so
the guy started laughing and he was like, we cannot do or say anything right when it comes to our kids. Like, he was with his 17-year-old son.
No, but the whole thing was that I didn't say don't talk to those people. Like, that's how you made it seem.
No, because the bartender asked if I wanted a drink and I said, no, my daughter cut me off. And he goes, oh, she's the mother. And then the guy next to me that I was talking to started laughing. And then he said, you're not allowed to drink anymore. And I said, no, she cut me off. She says I'm being way too friendly.
She would have been throwing up if she had
another
drink.
He was so nice. Where were they from?
Wisconsin.
Nice. And so nice. And they were asking, like, they had just gotten to New York. They've never been to New York before. I think the wife has, but the son and husband haven't.
No, the couple had. The son hadn't.
The husband had too?
Yeah.
Well, he was asking for, like, a list of restaurants, so I was giving.
No,
they were very nice.
They were very nice.
And then I saw a friend from high school too, so it was fun.
But I just never said not to talk to them, and you told them that I said don't talk to them, and it was embarrassing.
No, I didn't say don't talk.
Basically.
No.
Basically.
Oh, shut up. He knew. He was cracking up.
I know, but.
Listen, it was a good time. I'm a good time.
Yeah.
I was having
fun. But if she had one more drink.
If I had one more drink,
this would not be happening right now. We walked past three rats in the city. And I'm like, oh my god, that's a rat, whatever. And then this couple walks past with, like, a little chihuahua. And she's like, there's big rats, get your dog.
That's not what I said. I said, be careful of your dog. There's three big rats. Yeah, the rats were the size of the dog. Are you kidding me?
So funny,
the dog was like 3 pounds and there's these huge ass city rats. Like, I'd be a little scared of the damn city rats.
She screamed it like funny. Like, you sounded like such a New Yorker.
I said it to them.
I know, but, like, you, like, squealed it as we were, like, running.
I was like, be careful of the rats. Dog would have gotten eaten.
They
should have listened. That dog was going to get eaten by the three big rats.
The size of the chihuahua. Like,
they were
huge.
Bigger.
I've never seen that many rats. That was unreal.
They were fucking life size.
So what did you say? The first rat I saw, I was like, that's a rat. And you were like, no, that was a, I forgot what you said.
Wait. Saw a straw, like, go by. Oh, yeah. Like, the wind took, like, a straw. I'm like, that was a straw. And you're like, what? And then I saw the other two. It was like Ratatouille. Is that rat? Ratatouille? That movie? That's what I thought of when I saw the second rat. I was like, oh my god, it's Ratatouille. But then I saw the little dog and I was like, oh my god, this dog is going to get attacked by these rats.
Oh my god, that was crazy. Anyway.
Those city rats are huge.
Yeah.
I saw a rat leaving here once. Me and Antolana, I think one time we were leaving here. That thing was huge.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, I don't know if I've seen one over here.
Oh, that was fun. We had fun.
No, that was fun. Oh my god, I'm tired. Today's been a long day. I said that we're not allowed to do anything on days that we are recording anymore because last week when...
Now you're making me yawn.
Sorry. Last week when we filmed our flop episode...
We didn't do anything last
week. Yes, we spent the whole day recording a YouTube video in the city.
That's different. We were busy.
What do you mean? Yeah, but we spent the whole day doing something and then tried to record this and like... I just, like, have a very, like, my battery gets drained very easily, especially as of recently. Like, I just, like, going to Target takes it all out of me, so.
Going to Target?
Yes, like, I will be, get home from Target and feel like I need to take a nap. Like, I literally can't do anything.
That's not good.
I know. It's just because I'm, like, not doing good. But, yeah, so, to have, like, a long conversation and, like, it'd be good to go on the internet. It's hard to do after a long day in the city, so next week we are going to,
We're not planning anything next week.
Next week we are literally just recording the podcast, like, that's it. Like, that's it. We're bringing our best selves, and it's gonna be awesome.
No! Holy shit, Frankie, you scared the freaking crap out of me! Did you scared me!
No, the cats are so into this episode, they're being nuts.
Franklin, you scared me, my love!
No, they're acting like the fucking city rats.
No.
Yeah, they are.
Boo would take them out.
No. Boo would be petrified. Are you kidding?
That's why I was so worried about that dog.
Look at Frankie. What's up, babe? Anyway, I guess that's it for this episode. Okay. It's been one.
It's nice chatting with y'all.
Nice chatting. Thanks for listening about my inner demon. Sorry.
Your inner demon. Well.
Sorry, guys. I don't know. My dating life. This podcast is coming a lot about my dating life.
I love it.
I don't know how I feel about it.
I think Amanda should go on a ton more dates and she should feed us with
all
the...
Takes a lot out of me. I don't know. I don't know if I promise that, but...
All right, maybe not a ton, but definitely go on more dates so we could hear about it. Because I love hearing your dating stories. So exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So exciting.
All right.
It's exciting. Like, the buildup is exciting. And then once it happens, I'm like...
All right. Guys,
follow us on Instagram.
Okay.
At Emergency Call Pod. Rate us 5 stars if you like us, and leave a nice review on Apple Podcasts if you're feeling generous.
Please.
And subscribe to us on YouTube.
Please.
Please. We will love you forever. Okay. And that being said, I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your day, whatever you are doing. Have a blessed day.
We're British now.
And I hope you guys are just doing lovely. And right, I hope that you are doing lovely too, Michelle. And I hope that you have a great slumber at my apartment tonight. And I can't wait to chat.
Slumber?
Yes, and I can't wait to chat next week.
Okay, I'll see you next week.
See you next week. Kisses.